This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Struck well to center field. Merrill back. Merrill looking up. Out of here. And the Giants are on the board. It's 2-0.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, and that's your Giants highlight from last night's 3-2 loss.
Only runs they scored.
San Diego
Padres. In the third,
Steinie,
that was a bomb.
Yes, it was. It was. All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Travis Ishikawa, San Jose Giants hitting coach, and very familiar with Bryce Eldridge, who was just promoted to AAA. Thanks for joining us, Travis. Appreciate it.
Well, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, absolutely. Let's start with Bryce Eldridge, somebody who you know very well, and now he's playing at AAA. The big clubs struggling with the bats. I heard Buster Posey yesterday talk about how ideally maybe he'd stay in the minors another year, but things can change. How much determines when a player comes up deciding upon the player himself and then maybe where the big club is in a particular point of the season?
Yeah, I think it always ranges. Every situation, every scenario is always different. You know, for me, like, for example, when I made my debut, it was out of necessity, right? I think one of the players went on bereavement leave for a couple days, and they just needed a body to fill in. It wasn't really that I'd earned the spot, but I, you know, done well enough to where I guess I wasn't going to embarrass them if I got in there. So, you know, and then other times I got called up, it was you know, I believe it was earned, and you know, there was a need. And so I think there's always going to be kind of stars aligning, so to speak. You know, you kind of look at what Jot's doing over there with Kansas City and with Kurtz and with the A's. You know, they've kind of earned their way, you know, kind of pushed their way through the major leagues. You know, and I think Bryce is right there knocking on the door as well. You know, it's going to be a matter of when Buster feels like it's ready and he feels like, you know, Bryce is ready and the team will be ready to have him.
Travis, you played, you know, at a high level, big time Major League Baseball. Now you're a hitting coach for the San Jose Giants, as my partner just mentioned. What are you seeing from this Giant team as a whole at the plate, mainly Adames? And if you could share with us, you know, what those conversations are like to kind of get the team and certain players out of the funk.
Yeah, I think a big thing is it's guys wanting, it's guys caring so much. You know, I haven't been around them at all that much this spring, but Adames came down with Verlander to get some at bats off Verlander when he was getting some innings in, and you could just see the way he carries himself. He's a pro. I mean, we saw it in Milwaukee. I think that's why we signed him and gave him that big contract. And I never got to experience those big contracts, but I got to believe guys with those big contracts, especially coming to a new team, right? They feel the pressure. They want to produce. They want to give the fans, you know, the reason that they got those contracts and help teams win. And you know, sometimes it's just they put unnecessary or added pressure on themselves. And, you know, I think we've always seen it from a lot of other guys. And, you know, just give it a little bit of time, and he'll find it. He'll find his routine. And you know, I've already seen him help us a few times up there. You know, I know that we're probably all hoping and wanting him to do a little bit more, but, you know, I know that Willie's a really good player. Like I said, just I think before this year's over, we'll be looking back and we'll see where he's really helping this club, not only on the field, but in the club as well.
Travis Ishikawa joining us on 95.7 The Game, San Jose Giants hitting coach. Just real quick, getting back to Bryce Eldridge, specifically, what are going to be maybe his own challenges at the next level, and are they any more unique than any player trying to go from the minor leagues to the major leagues?
Again, I think everybody's different. I think Bryce has got the hit tool, right? We've all seen it. We've all got to kind of follow him last year. I was very fortunate to be a part of that for the first half of the season. And, you know, he's a natural hitter. He's even in his draft year at 18, when he came up to us for the last couple of weeks of the 23 season, you could just see the confidence in the box. He carried himself not like a lot of teenagers do. And even, like I said, going back to my career, I didn't carry myself in the box as an 18-year-old like he did. And so I knew that coming into last year, there was going to be a lot of excitement, and obviously he didn't disappoint. And you know, guys like him, you know, you're not messing too much with the swing. You're just trying to help him mature, help him, you know, learn how to have an approach in the box, how to show up every day and work and making sure that you're doing the right things. And I think he's still showing it, right? Obviously he wouldn't have gone to AAA if he wasn't producing at the plate. And, you know, I think his biggest challenge is just going to continually be on the defensive side of the ball. Mm. Not that he's not good, but, you know, when we came up to us in his draft year, he was playing outfield. And so first base is really new for him. He just started playing it last year in April, or in spring training of last year. So he barely has a little over a year of experience at first base. And, you know, and the work that you know, Villegas and Kivi, our fundamental manager, did down here with him, you know, and then as he moved up at each level, all the fundamental coaches and the managers with as well, you know, I see the development. I see him getting better, but that's going to probably be the biggest challenge. Of just, you know, he's grown up his whole life hitting in the batter's box, but he hasn't gotten a ton of reps at first base. And so just as he gets to AAA, and the game will probably move a little bit faster in AAA. You know, guys kind of are really good at slowing the game down up there, and you get a lot of guys with big league experience. So I think that'll be the biggest challenge for him is just being able to handle himself on the defensive side of the box. We all know the offense is going to be there.
Right. Travis Ishikawa joining us, San Jose Giants hitting coach. You know, obviously a player like him can get a fan base excited. Let me ask you this about him, because we don't know a lot about him. What kind of kid is he? Is he hard on himself? Is he laid back? Is he intense? What kind of personality does he have?
Yeah, like I said, he was probably one of the more mature teenagers I've ever seen in professional baseball. He carries himself very well. It's hard for him not to stand out just because he's 6'7", but you take away the height, you know, he fits right in. He doesn't look lost. He doesn't look like he's out of place. He definitely doesn't need to tell you how good he is. He's got that kind of quiet swag, so to speak, where, you know, you see the confidence spewing, you know, from him when he walks around, when he walks into the box. You feel like he feels like he knows what he's doing, and he knows exactly what it is that he wants to do. And I like sharing the story. We had this game in Modesto last year. This lefty had gotten him out, I think, a couple nights ago, and he comes in out of the bullpen. I think it was the bases loaded, and we were tie game, or we were down a run in the eighth inning, and he comes up. Before he goes out on deck, he goes, "If this guy hangs me a slider, I'm going to hit it out for homer." And sure enough, the first slider he sees, he gets a grand slam. And I mean, that's who he is. And then he doesn't need to like let everybody know that that's what he was doing. He just, you know, he was pumped up for the moment. You know, he celebrated with his team, and then he went out and he played defense the next half inning. That's the kind of character kid he is. He's a constant pro. He's ever evolving, and he's way more mature beyond his age.
Man, Travis, you got me. I'm gonna bring him up, but I get it. We'll see him. We'll see him soon.
I know we're all excited when that day comes. So for sure, hey, I know I'll be just as excited as everybody else.
the Giants made some roster moves this morning, and I'm pretty sure you saw them. But if you don't mind, can you share with us? Because I was shocked about Lamont Wade Jr. He was DFA'd. Your thoughts when you heard that news and what he's meant to the Giants?
Yeah, I just saw that. You know, again, like I said, I'm not in there. I don't know what's going on. Obviously, you know, the time here, he was remarkable from the time he got called up in that season. It was a 21 season. He just kept going up and down. And every time he came up, he found ways to help the club win. And, you know, he's another good clubhouse guy. And it's unfortunate. Obviously, I know the numbers weren't looking like typical Lamont numbers. And, you know, that's the kind of the ugly business side of baseball sometimes. And you know, it can kind of stink sometimes. And you hope that he finds somewhere else to latch on to, or, you know, even if he comes back and goes to Sacramento and, you know, keeps producing, there might be a need for him later in the year. And he figures out another way to help out the club, get to the playoffs and go even further. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but again, you know, obviously it's the business side of the baseball that if you haven't been affected by it, you haven't been playing long enough. Mm.
Travis Ishikawa joining us on 95.7 The Game. Do you mind telling me, like, how frequently do you talk to Buster Posey, if at all, about, you know, guys who you see every day and maybe a little bit about Eldridge? I mean, do you guys have weekly calls, or does he pretty much let you do your thing and you do what you do down there and he does what he does?
No, I'm pretty low on the totem pole. When he became a part owner, I text him and asked for a raise, but other than that, you know, he gave me the typical bus response that he'd look into it, and never heard from him again. But no, he's incredibly busy. He obviously relies on our farm director and our assistant, or vice president of farm director, you know, Randy Wynn and Kyle Haynes. I think he leans on those guys more as they kind of oversee all the minor leagues. So, you know, we kind of run stuff up the chains, and then it gets back to Kyle and Randy, and then Randy will report to Buster. And I think that's kind of how the flow goes. So I don't think Buster's got the time in his day to be talking to every single hitting coach in the minor leagues, and pitching coach and managers and things like that. So he's definitely well aware of what's going on, but yeah, I don't have the direct contact with him.
Hey, Travis, last one about the offense. It's 61 games in, they're 5 over, but on your metric, are you concerned? Nothing to see here. It's early June. How concerned would you be if you're a Giant fan just about this, you know, ineptitude from the offense?
I wouldn't be too concerned. I mean, yeah, well, they've been going through a little lull. You know, I mean, you can probably look at a lot of the World Series run teams, and I think all the offenses kind of go through those lulls too. And I think the thing that they've got that they haven't had in a while is just healthy pitching and strong pitching. You know, as long as, you know, which we said in 2010, right, as long as you get that pitching and the defense, you've always got a shot at winning. You just got to, you know, figure out a way to have that timely hit. And I know that, you know, Pat and OG and Tiny over there are doing everything they can. And I know I got all the faith that they'll get it turned around and get things figured out.
Hey, Travis, thank you so much
for joining us.
I know you got other responsibilities. I appreciate you squeezing us in, and good luck to you and the San Jose Giants.
All right. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Travis Ishikawa,
man,
hitting coach for the San Jose Giants. And, basically an expert on Bryce Eldridge.
Told him he was going to get one, and he got it. Hit a granny. But damn, Steiny, I'll just say this. I feel like if this were to continue, let's just say for 3 weeks, maybe a
three
month,
more weeks,
yeah,
or
three
weeks total.
Three more weeks of kind of like, damn, we just, you know, we can't get it done. I do wonder if we'll see him sooner than later.
I'm starting to think you might.
The fact he's already at AAA. You know what I mean? Like, just think about that.
He's 6'7", Goo.
Man, with power.
Well, you better have power. Yeah. It's 6'7".
Oh, this is real power.
You better not be laying bunts down.
Yeah, splash hits. The idea.
Yeah, Giants lost another one last night, 3-2 in 10 innings. And they're up 2-0 going into the ninth. Gave up two runs in the ninth and gave up another in the 10th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, I was talking to Nahegan and Evan. Boy, that, I get it. It's baseball, but that was a bad loss last night for the Giants.
No doubt. And what the worst part, again, is it keeps coming. Okay, Duvall's been incredible. We talked about 20 and a half scoreless innings, right? Hadn't been scored on in 2 months. But the bottom line, Steiny, is they're gifting you a runner on second, and you can't get that runner home two nights in a row? Like, that's when it really hurts. It's like they're giving you a runner in scoring position. And a sack fly for the Giants right now, I'm being real, feels like a home run. Get the ball in there. I mean, what is – guy just four hard hit balls last night, all in the infield. But, man, bring the damn runner home.
And that's one where, to me, I wouldn't say I don't worry about it, but – I think they executed the ninth like they wanted to execute the ninth. They had Schmidt coming up. He can't hit.
But for you to even say that, right? Like,
he can't.
You're right.
He's also the ninth guy in your lineup. He's the ninth batter. So he does his job and gets him over. And now you're sitting with Ramos with a runner at third and less than two outs. All he's got to do is lift the ball into the air. And he ends up hitting a pretty sharp grounder to short. And
runner stays. Yeah.
The runner had to stay because the infield was in. And then.
But he could have got a hit too, Steiny. And I'm not just going in on Schmidt. If you're in a uniform and you're DFAing Lamont Wade for whatever reason, and we all kind of get it, Schmidt's kind of not the ideal guy that I think is supposed to be. That's not what I envision being greater. So my point to you is the fact that you consider say you can't hit. I'm like, then what's he up there for? Like, he could get a hit and bring the runner home, you know? It's not a crime. But if you're so, like, you're right. But
I know
to say
I'm right.
I'm
dead right on
I'm
this
like,
one.
I'm like, man, why is he at the plate?
Because
why is he on the team? I could keep going.
Because he got the runner over. He did his job. Set the table for your best player.
No, my point is if you look at Casey Schmidt and you say, and you're not right, you're not wrong, he can't hit, how's he got a spot on the big club?
Because he's a great fielder.
And he can hit better than the guy you just DFA'd.
Oh, please.
Oh?
Please. There is no way you're taking Casey Schmidt at the plate over Lamont Wade.
Then why did he just get released?
No, but you wouldn't have said that 2 years ago. Meet me halfway, Evan. There is no.
If he was hitting like
Lamont.
He was 2 years ago, Gooey wouldn't have been DFA'd today.
But he's not. I still think he's a better baseball player than Casey Schmidt.
Well,
and I don't think I'm by myself.
That's
what looks so bad about this.
Do you think he'll?
Somebody will pick him up. But Evan, you're not. Are you really? Nobody would ever have said Casey Schmidt's a better baseball player than Lamont Wade Jr. And I'll just leave that there.
Baseball player?
Yes.
I mean, Schmidt is a great fielder, right? Great arm. And you know what? He's apparently good enough that they are.
Who's had more success in the majors, Schmidt or now rest it there?
Well, all I'm saying
they're both under 200. I get that.
Maybe I got to believe some of Schmidt's value is that they can put him at first base because they think he's versatile enough. But, I mean, I want to say, in each of the last two extra inning games, the Padres bunted the guy over on the first at bat. Both nights?
Not last night.
What happened last night? I know they base had hit. Well, the hit was with two outs. Yeah. That I know.
Well, that was
what the first
the ninth
guy
inning.
Do.
Lockridge got the single. I thought
no. Well,
or sorry, Lockridge did lay down a bunt, I think, and then Cronenworth got the hit.
Right after there was another out. But yeah, I mean, if you can get that guy to third, ahead of Ramos, and then Jung Hoo
Lee's not a better baseball player than Lamont Wade Jr. I'm sorry. What? I'm asking, Evan, he's not. You would never fix your mouth to say Casey Schmidt, and he's been on the Wade Jr.
This
been on the Giants longer
season
than Schmidt.
In 2025, Casey Schmidt has been a better baseball player than Lamont Wade Jr. That is what I would say.
Okay. Am I off base when I say Lamont Wade Jr. has had more success on the big level than Casey Schmidt?
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Sure.
So how wrong does this look that your Lamont Wade Jr.'s had more success, but you pulled a plug on him and Schmidt's here? A guy that you said he can't hit.
Because
nobody could feel that good. Well,
because
you got Bailey doing the same thing. He can't hit either, but he can throw you out.
I think because in baseball, what you did 2 years ago matters less in baseball than any other sport. I know that I don't know how I'll explain that, but I think baseball, you get a better sense of when a guy is kind of done. Mm. And in other sports, I think, particularly as it relates to batting, I mean, you see what you see. Like in a sport like basketball, you can hide a guy a little bit. I'm just guessing. I mean,
Well, hopefully Dominic Smith gets his chance and he runs with it, man.
I mean,
because he's going to get a chance, Donnie.
Well, what about
Schmidt's not their everyday first baseman. I get that. I'm just like, man, he's still got a spot.
By the way, what about great play last night? We haven't even talked about it.
I brought it up, and you didn't say anything about it.
Which one?
Matt Chapman.
That's not what I'm talking about.
All right.
Take it back.
I do, because I thought that was.
How about Encarnacion's catch in right center? That saved a bunch of runs.
Yeah, I didn't know what Lee was doing. I felt I was at the game, but the TV angle is like, man, did he give up on the ball? It's going to fall. And you're right, great catch.
I'm actually kind of with Goo on that one. I was wondering why Encarnacion was anywhere close to that baseball.
I said Lee, what are you? Hey, great catch, Donnie, but man, I thought that. I said, oh boy.
This from the 707, Goo. Lamont's 32. Schmitty's only 25. His whole career in front of him.
Good luck with that.
He's a great fielder. Goo, just because a guy hit 2 years ago doesn't mean you can continue to allow him to weigh down your ball club in the present.
They're both awful.
Yeah. But late night Lamont was a thing.
3 years ago, he was a thing. Yes, I will give you that. Even last year, he wasn't a bad hitter.
Yeah, yesterday I was saying, I'm tired of it, but I'm just like, huh. And I get it, 32-25, but like, huh. All right.
I mean, that's kind of a problem, though, with the Giants. Like, if we're being honest, we're having an argument about who should be on the team, Casey Schmidt or Lamont Wade Jr.
And I'm going to put a rat on the table. We hadn't had many rats here lately, Stoney. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. I love Bailey, but you could be Johnny Bench or Tony Pena with the glove. At some point, you got to start hitting the ball.
He almost homered last night.
And I almost met Halle Berry.
No.
I wasn't in the same state.
He doubled high off the brick facade in right center.
So what
and
is
Evan,
that?
Evan, stop. Hey.
Okay.
How many parks would that have been a home run in?
25.
This is a ballpark issue.
Dude, their record at home is what's saving them. So it's not a ballpark issue to me.
They're 17-11 now at home, I believe. Mm-hmm. Which isn't bad. By the way, I don't think, if I'm remembering correctly, no challenges last night. Oh no! What am I talking about?
The play at the plate. Play at the plate.
The play at the plate. Yeah. Which,
yeah.
Giants fans, he was out.
What did you two think in real time?
I thought he was out because the ball beat him.
And that
but then,
did.
Of course, you see the replay, and oh, did his hand slide in there?
Well, they said he blocked the plate. That's what they're challenging.
Well, I also think that the glove might have hit him in the upper stomach right before it got his hand got to the plate. What was the other one offhand?
The Machado diving play.
Machado diving play.
Machado had a diving play down the line, and then they called him safe at first base, and the Padres challenged him.
Yeah.
I thought he was out. But
oh yes, yes, yes! That was
it was a bang bang play.
Oh, it was bang bang, Goo. It was bang bang.
I thought it was bang bang Niner game in the ninth, two outs.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm serious, guy. You were there, but come on, Steiny, you're thinking this thing's done. Put the kids to sleep.
I usually like to wait till a game's complete.
I thought the game was over,
and I appreciate that.
I thought the game was over in the eighth inning when Chapman turned two when there was two on with nobody out. Like, that's realistically your last chance to make something happen.
And by the way, you know, the boss spends the entire night ripping the Padres and their players, and they're so gutsy. You know how many teams, and this would be good. You know how many teams would have just folded it up after Chapman made that play in the eighth? You have runners at first and second, nobody out. Chappie makes a great play. Padres not deterred.
Man.
They're not deterred.
Two outs, and they started that bad boy.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Yes, they did. Game tonight, obviously at Oracle Park, and then the fourth game of the series will be Thursday afternoon at Oracle Arena, Oracle Stadium, rather.
Did you have a lot of problem getting Oracle out, Park. Or was smooth? Like, where'd you park?
We took BART.
Oh, okay.
But that you
uh-oh.
Pat? Yeah, don't worry about it. It's
well, you had your goose jacket on, so you were good.
I was actually a little too warm last night. But it's a walk down from the third level. I mean, it takes you a little while. And sometimes when people are leaving, it's very crowded. I'm not crazy about big crowds. I get a little bit claustrophobic. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, it's nothing major, but you know, like you ever been to a concert where it's just it's just like wall to wall people, and they're right next to you and behind you and in front, and it's packed and there's layers to it. Oh boy, I've
seen you at a happy hour, and that's when you're in your zone. You know how to move around and navigate. So that's why I'm shocked. I'm
talking about like a concert.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Well, concerts, you're at your seat.
No, these are standing concerts, like at Bottle Rock. They don't have seats, right?
I hadn't been.
Evan? Oh, you've never been there either. Seats at Bottle Rock? Yeah, I don't know. Not quite sure. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Thank you to Travis Ishikawa. And I have changed my prediction. Bryce Eldridge is going to be up. He's going to get called.
Before the break or after?
Well, the trade deadline's in late July. Uh-huh. All-Star game's always in what, mid-July, early? It's going to be after the All-Star break, but before the trade deadline. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen, on 95.7.
Take it to the bank.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to join the conversation. We talked to Brian Geltzeiler about some NBA stuff. We can revisit that, Goo. We can get back into the Giants. We can do whatever your little heart desires. Mm. Do you know
like
what?
That.
Do you know what it's going to be? Oh, you got an idea?
Turn it into heaven now, Steiny. Because you're picking at me.
I'm asking you.
Just get us out.
All right.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Guru's starting to simmer. Here for you. Here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.